Obviously, it's been a bit of a whirlwind few months coming back into pre-season. And like you said, that singing sevens is obviously something we always target as a club. And to go out there and retain our title was absolutely amazing. And to be fortunate enough to win the player of the tournament again was awesome. And then come back in, had a good few pre-season games. And starting these two weeks off with two wins was exactly what we wanted as a club. And being fortunate to have a little baby boy has been absolutely amazing.
What's better, scoring a try or becoming a father?
Tough question. Depends what, if my missus was here, I'd have to say coming a father, but no, of course it is coming a father, but it's always good to get over the whitewash. That's what I'm here to do. And fortunately for us at the weekend, we started to get into that game in the second half and got a bit more ball, and we got the result in the end.
It did seem to become easier for you in the second half once you got used to the conditions, used to Worcester coming at you. Do you find it easier to find space when they're starting to tire in the second half?
I think for us as a squad and as a club, we like to think that we push ourselves pretty hard in pre-season, so that fitness base is there. So it's definitely something we pride ourselves on, that in that last 10, 15, 20 minutes that we're going to be pushing teams as far as we can. And for us, luckily at the weekend, the weather seemed to die down a bit, like you said, and we managed to get going a bit more. And Worcester tired, they had a lot of the ball in that first half and put us under a lot of pressure. But for us, in the second half, we got that ball and they were probably a bit fatigued, and we managed to get a few tries late on. So luckily we did and come away with a win.
It seems that, you know, you're relishing this opportunity. You're playing in a back division that is just full of stars, and it might be unfair to say, but you seem to be a little bit of the man that people seem to forget about.
Obviously this team and this squad, we have so many big names, but like you said, our strength in depth is something that we pride ourselves on, and maybe sometimes it is a bit overlooked that how big and how good our squad actually is. We were talking about this between ourselves after the game, actually saying how we're so fortunate to have so many players that can come in and that there's no effect in the team still performs how it does. And I think you definitely saw that last season, throughout the season, boys slotting in and out, interchanging without anyone noticing any difference. So that's something we like to pride ourselves on, and hopefully that will get shown throughout this season.
How are you managing so far being a new dad and being a top flight rugby player? Change of lifestyle, I guess.
Lifestyle has changed a little bit. A lot less sleep, a few little less naps in the afternoon, which I think my missus is happy with. But no, it's absolutely fantastic. To have a little baby to look after is amazing. I'm trying to help as much as I can. I don't want to say I'm the most natural dad, but I think I've embraced it with open arms, and I'm looking forward to it.
You haven't been tempted to dot the baby down yet?
Not yet, no. But we've got him in a wasp baby grow, so he's looking good.